Good morning.
Good morning.
So I really appreciate being able to crash your worship service this morning. Thank you, Margot, as well. And thank you to Roseanne for the invitation. I also wanted to say Maganda Umaga, which in Filipino means good morning, but it translates as you are more beautiful than the morning. Maganda Umaga. I actually have an update to my bio, which is I moved to the Philippines a couple of years ago. And so now I'm working with the UU Church of the Philippines and engaged in NGO work out there. And it's been a big transition. My wife of 20 years, she grew up there. But I grew up in a mixed race family in Portland, Oregon, and grew up in the church as a second generation UU. And for the most part, it was the most amazing experience, really my home away from home, growing up in a more conservative part of Clackamas County, sort of outside of Portland. And as a young adult, I began to really feel some sense of isolation, particularly as someone who was mixed race, and questions about identity and about history and about ancestry were not questions I really felt comfortable asking in my predominantly white UU church. And I confess that as a second generation UU, I really lean on my community in times of need or in times of suffering. And I reach out to people when I'm confused or scared. It's not so much my spiritual practice to purely look within or to the divine. Although those are important, for me, it's the community that really was my sort of home. And so there was some dissonance in my life as a mixed race person, sort of a wondering and a yearning for what does it really mean to belong. And so connecting with community, connecting one-on-one, that is what I knew about myself, at least, that was restoring and repairing and re-energizing me when I felt down and out. So in this new year, I have been praying more on what grounds me and what grounds us as a religious people. And I actually believe that many of us may be called into deeper relationships, both with our ancestors, those who are with us in spirit, those who are living and part of our larger legacy. Those feelings and those values within as well, that we're called to care for ourselves, to develop those inner resources, to clarify our individual values and align them with our actions. And I felt at times that the church was missing a piece of ministry, particularly for mixed race families, for someone like myself, for other folks of color. Drum has become one of those places within Unitarian Universalism where I've experienced those kinds of relationships, that sense of authenticity, that space where there's moments of clarity and connection. And maybe you have had that experience in small group ministries within the church as well. My mother often talked about going to the women's group every month at church and feeling a place to sort of feel a different way as a UU. I experienced that as a youth. I've also experienced that in choir and in music. To be with folks who share a sense of purpose and a desire to understand and feel connection. So Drum is a ministry by and for people of color, Black, Indigenous, Asian, Latinx, Pacific Islander, Arab peoples. It's a space where we've had a lot of mixed race families also connected, and it's volunteer led since it was founded in 1997. So I bring greetings from Drum to all of you at Westside this morning, and we will be gathering with folks from area congregations at East Shore in the afternoon. So a little bit about why do we gather? So we gather, of course, for a range of reasons, but one of the most important ones that has evolved over the years is really around healing. It's not just about social action and about trying to create change, but it's also about having those spaces where we can experience a different level of wholeness and fullness to sort of be separate from the wider society, and yes, sometimes the wider church, which is often predominantly white and has a sense of dominance over our lives. We gather knowing that ultimately we are working side by side with all people, but yet we also have to do some of our own work to reclaim part of ourselves that have been repressed. We also need to be redefining ourselves and learning to support one another, particularly in the forces that seek to divide and dehumanize. And being back from the Philippines and looking at the news for just one day, I can quickly see how intense the culture is here, especially if you're not of the dominant white community. So we need to have spaces where we can counter this active dehumanization, practice self-respect, self-love, and embracing who we are. So within DRUM, I am grateful for my relationships with elders who have helped to shape my faith formation alongside my church of my youth. I also really have appreciated being able to work with young people of color, especially other mixed race persons, as well as transracial adoptees who are very present in our churches. And I love being able to build my confidence knowing that I can stand on the shoulders of ancestors who have also fought for and created these kinds of communities in the past. So I wanted to close with some words from Mickey Scott Bay Jones, who is a black doula from the South. And these words have really been part of my sort of transitional words as I've been living in a new country, but also I believe that they're words that I think can help us think about the kind of space that we're trying to create where we all can work side by side. So this is called An Invitation to Brave Space. Together we will create brave space, because there is no such thing as safe space. We exist in the real world. We all carry scars, and we have all caused wounds. In this space, we seek to turn down the outside world volume and amplify voices that fight to be heard elsewhere. We call each other to more truth and love. We have the right to start somewhere and continue to grow. We have the responsibility to examine what we think we know. We will not be perfect. This space will not be perfect. But it will be our brave space together, and we will work on it side by side. Thank you very much.